We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki zeh klal godol. This is a very important rule to know. Shekol kiyum ho'olamos, v'chol ha'hashpois, einom nimshochim kiyum al yidei toiru tefila. That the existence of the world and the entire flow of goodness from Hashem comes only through Torah and Tefillah. Ki ikar b'riyas olam hoy al yidei Torah, because we know that Hashem created the world through the Torah. K'mo shekosuv, there's a famous pasuk that the Medrash quotes, where the pasuk says about the Torah, vo'ehye etzloi omoin. And the Medrash says, Al tikri omoin elo umon. Don't read the word umon, which means a craftsman or blueprints, that the Torah was the blueprints of the world, or the Torah was what Hashem used to craft the world. Hukamay Shamrazal, as the Gemara says, Bo'iraiso boro kuchabrichu alma. Hashem created the world with the Torah. Vegam achshov. Kol kiyum ho'olam, v'chol chidush ma'aseh bereishis shebechol yom tamid, and now also, not just the creation, but nowadays, every single day, the existence of the world and the renewal of the world, each and every single day that takes place, shaydei zeh nimshochin kol ha'hashpois v'achiyus l'kiyum ho'olam, which is what brings about the flow of goodness and life to keep the world in existence. Hakoil hurak al yedei Torah. It's all only through the Torah. Kama shamrim, as the pasuk says, uvetuvoi mechadesh b'chol yom tov ben maaseh bereishis. With Hashem's goodness, He renews the act of creation each and every single day. And that word uvetuvoi, with Hashem's goodness, we know the Gemara says ein toiv ela Torah. That toiv refers to the Torah. Kama shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal b'makom achar, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in another place. The famous pasuk, Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem, toirosi al tazoivu. The Torah is called toiv. Avol kol hachius v'hahashpois, hanimshochem al yidei Torah, ein nigmar tziuram bishleimus, v'ein yoredim lo'olam kiyum al yidei tefillah. However, the life and the flow of goodness that comes from Hashem through the Torah is not completed. Its form and shape is not completed, and it doesn't actually come down to the world other than through tefillah. Tefillah is what completes it, and tefillah is what actually brings it into the world. Tefillah is the main thing that causes the shefa, the goodness of Hashem, to take shape and to take form, and that it should be presented to us in a good way, in a beneficial way. And that's what draws it down from Hashem into the physical world that we live in. Ki hatfilo hi bechinas ikar hakli shemetzayeres hashefa letoiv. Because tfilo is the main thing that shapes and forms the shefa in a beneficial way. Ad shednigmeres bemaloya vetuvoi, to the point where it's completed in its fullest way and in a positive way, umam sheches oisaloilam, and draws it into the world. Ukemuvan kol ze bekama makoimois, as is explained in several different places in our teachings, ukemavura bahatoira islon biro bedabra, and is explained especially in chapter 31 in the first half of Likut Imran. Ayin shom heitev, look over there, study it well. Hubifrat bahashmotois hamuvorim shom acharkach bilashoni, especially in the appendix to that Torah, Torah Lamed Aleph, Rav Nosson Zal says, where I paraphrase Rabbeinu Zal's words, hamaschil, the appendix that begins with the words zivugon veitztarfuson shaloisios, the mating and combination of the different letters, ayin shom mashikosov shom, look over there to see what I wrote there, that Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ki ha'oisiois ha'toyroh heim poyalim. The letters of the Torah, they actually do things. Aval ikar tziuram letoiv hu kefi hakisufin. However, what shapes them and forms them in a positive way, that's dependent on the person's desires, the person's yearnings. Umevoyer Shom, and it's also explained over there, Shetzrichin Lohitzi Hakisufin Bepe Mole, that a person has to express their desire and their yearning with words. They have to put it into words. Valze Nizdar Seder Hatfilois. And that's what generated, that's what produced the sequence of tefillos that we have, Shachris Mincha Maariv and Tehillim and our own Espiritus. Vizeh, and this is what's meant in the Pasuk, which says, Im Horav Doime Lamalach Hashem Tzvokos, if the rabbi is comparable to an angel, a heavenly angel, Toira Yevakshu Mipihu. The literal translation of that is, you should seek Toira from his mouth. But Rabbein Azal says over there, Toira Yevakshu Mipihu, that the Torah seeks out his mouth, meaning she'oisias haTorah mevakshim she'yitzdaru mipiv al yedei shu yedaber bepiv ha'hishtoikus v'kisuv negdush shaloi. The letters of the Torah desire to be formed via his mouth, meaning that by this tzaddik, by this person expressing verbally his desires for Hashem, his holy desires to come close to Hashem, to do mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, shehem ikar shleimus hatfila, which is the real perfection of tefila, kemavur le'el, as we explained earlier, sheikar shleimus hatfila hu kishoisin mitoira tefila, that the main perfection of tefila is when a person makes from toira tefila. Shemispalem Lashem Yisborach Sheyizke Lekayim is called Evriya Torah, meaning that the person davens Hashem to help him to fulfill everything that's written in the Torah. Ve'oz Bevadai Metzayer Oisyes HaTorah LeToiv. And when a person does that, then he's definitely shaping the letters of the Torah in a positive way. He's formatting them in a good way. Ve'zoyche Ligmor Tziur Kol HaHashpois HaNimshoch HaMaideh Torah Letzayrom letoiv ulamshichem leiridom loilam, and the person is zoche to form these letters in a positive way, and to complete the formation of all the shefa, the whole flow of goodness that's being drawn into the world through the Torah, to format it in a good way and to draw it into this world lekayim kol ha'olamos betachlis hashleimus, and thereby to be able to help all the worlds exist and reach their perfection. V'alkein kol echod kifi ma shezoicha la'asik bozeh, dahainu b'toiru tefila, and therefore, each and every person, to the degree that they're involved in this process of toira and tefila, v'hoikar la'asik mi'atoira tefila, and especially, most importantly, to take what they learn in toira and to make tefila from it, Oz bevadai nitztayrim kol ha'hashpois v'achiyas latoiv. Then certainly the entire flow of light that's coming from Hashem is and the life that Hashem is sending is definitely formatted in a good way, in a constructive way. Ve'oz nidche zuamas hanochosh. And then the filth that the snake injected into Chava and into mankind is eliminated. V'nidchin v'nizbatlin kol yegiois shalalametes malochis. And the whole struggle that people go through for earning a livelihood is also eliminated. Shetzrichin l'siyageh b'yegiyah g'doyla koydim shemetzayon ha'mamshichin ha'sheva v'aparnosa. The whole major struggle that people have to work so hard before they're able to shape and format the flow from Hashem into parnosa. Shekol ze nimshach michet Adam Rishon, whereby this whole struggle originates from the sin of Adam Rishon, shepogam betoiru tefila, the fact that Adam Rishon was pogam in toiru and tefila, as we learned previously. Shayidei ze iefsher letzayar hashefa ularid eloylam kiim biyegir gedele shalalem etes melechus kanal, which is what caused it to be so difficult for a person to have to struggle with the 39 acts of work in order to format the Shefa and to bring it down to this world. Avol mi shezoicha lasik b'toira tefila, whereas a person who's zoicha to be involved in toira and tefila, kifi iskoi kein mesakein chet odom rishim, to the degree that he does it properly, he's zoicha to correct the pegam of odom rishim. וזויכה להמשיך כל ההשפועס והברוכויס הידי התוירה, וליגמור את ציור השפל הרידר לאון בשלימוס הידי התפילה, and he's like to draw the flow of goodness and blessings, to turn on that flow, to activate that flow through his Torah, and to complete the formation of that flow into Shefa, into actual blessings and good things, and bring it into the world through Tefillah. V'al kein, mizbatlen mimenu yegiois v'tirdas hamalochois, kifi iskoi b'gdusha b'toro Tefillah. And therefore, this person is zeiche through his effort in Torah and Tefillah with holiness, he's zeiche to eliminate the struggle and the difficulties of Parnosah.